Heyo, everybody. Justin Soderberg here, co-host of Capes and Tights, a comic book podcast. We're coming at you for my pull list, Justin's pull list. This is a special bonus episode that's coming out every Monday now. Started last week, giving you a little idea of what I'm picking up this week at Galactic Comic Books and Collectibles on Hammond Street in Bangor, Maine. That's my comic book shop. That's my local, my LCS, my local comic book shop that I go see Paul Eaton, the owner there, and pick up my comic books every Wednesday. Starting this week, Wednesday, September 1st, Paul is now open 10 to 7 on Wednesdays. And he will be open 10 to 7 Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Saturdays, he's open 10 to 5. And off and closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. There's new hours. Paul was a general manager at Advanced Auto Parts, but last week was his last week at the shop, and he is now full-time at the comic book shop. So congratulations to Paul. We are proud of you, man, and I'm excited to see where you go with this comic book shop in Bangor, Maine. So now, instead of being open 5 to 9 on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, he is now open 10 to 7. So make sure you get there, pick up your comic books if you're in the local Bangor area. If not, check him out on Facebook and on Instagram, Galactic Comics, and as well as coming soon, a new website to buy some comic books online. Pretty cool. So, but yeah, I want to sit here and just talk with a quick couple minute episode here to talk about what I'm picking up this week and what are some other things that are maybe popular this week that I am not picking up. Because I am a Marvel fan, not so much a DC fan, as you'll find out on Wednesday's episode of the regular podcast, Capes and Tights, which is a Marvel versus DC episode with me and Adam. But there's a couple of cool comic books that are on the DC side that I might want to pick up if you're a DC fan. I'm just not, so I'm not going to talk about DC comic books that often on these pull lists. But I am going to talk about Dark Ages number one from the Marvel comic book company. That's going to be a cool one coming out this week. There's a, you know, the regular cover, there's multiple other covers, but for me personally, as a big Scotty Young fan, as most of you know, there's a Scotty Young variant as well that I'll be picking up as well. So that's a 6-part miniseries starting this week with Dark Ages number one. New Mutants number 21 I'll be picking up. I've been reading that series. It's a great series in the X-Men world. And I'll be probably getting just a cover A on that one, just to let everybody know. I probably won't go through every covers that I'm getting. Some of the ones I'm getting special covers are, I'll probably talk about. But then there's Sinister War, part four on the Spider-Man universe. That is part four of five, which is a pretty cool series. I am actually waiting until the end of this series to read the whole series. I like some of these 5-part series. I like to just read them all at once. So I'm excited to pick that one up, though, and read them through that when the time comes. Spawn 321 is this week. Last week was King Spawn. That was my big pickup last week was King Spawn. There were 7 covers to that one. That was a fun book. But the regular series that's been going on since the 90s, Spawn 321 comes out. Still the longest running independently owned comic book in history. I'll be getting cover A. And if there's a black and white cover, which I'm not sure about right now, I have to check into, I'll be getting the black and white cover as well on that one. Star Wars High Republic number 9. It's coming out this week. Undiscovered Country number 15, Walking Dead Deluxe number 22. So I'll be getting all the covers on that. There's only 2 this week, but those are the color version of the original Walking Dead, as well as there's bonus material at the end of those issues, some behind the scenes things, some original sketches, some original plot lines, and there's multiple covers, new covers for those series as well. Those are coming out every other week. They're at number 22 now on the Walking Dead Deluxe. And then Web of Spider-Man number 4, again, another miniseries in the Spider-Man universe. I'm picking up that as well. On the stuff that I'm not picking up this week, because I'm just not a big fan of it or I just don't collect it, Aquaman's 80th anniversary 100-page spectacular is coming out as well. That's a one-shot coming out. Avengers number 48, I just didn't get into that series this time. I'll pick it up at some point. I'm actually reading that on Marvel Unlimited at some point soon. I'm just not collecting the actual paper issues right now. There's other ones like Demon Days, Cursed Web number 1. There's a one-shot Last Annihilation Wicked and Hulkling issue that I'm not picking up, but again, it's a Marvel comic book. Wonder Girl number 3, You Promised Me Darkness, We Only Find Them When They're Dead. Those are all issues that are coming out this week. And then there's the High Republic issues, number 8, High Republic Adventures is coming out on IDW. That's also coming out this week. So for a full list, I would head over to previewsworld.com. That's where I get a lot of the issues that I'm looking for and so on. There's also Batman Fear State Alpha number 1. So that Fear State issues are coming. And there's the Alpha issue coming out. It's a one-shot as well this week. So yeah, just Previews World, check it out. If you're in the Bangor area and you want to get on the pull list, which is a great thing, if you pick up your comic books on Wednesday when you get your pull list, Paul hooks up with a deal. I get to pick a certain number of comic books to pick up every week, but you get a deal. So check that out, Bangor. And if you're in Bangor, Maine, or the Bangor area, that's Galactic Comic Books and Collectibles in down or in Hammond, on Hammond Street in Bangor. Otherwise, yeah, check out Previews World. Shop your local comic book shop. Again, let me just quickly run through this. Things that I'll be picking up on Wednesday is Dark Angels number 1, New Mutants number 21, Sinister War number 4, Spawn number 321, Star Wars High Republic number 9, Undiscovered Country number 15, Walking Dead Deluxe number 22, and Web of Spider-Man number 4. Those are my issues this week. It's a small week, but a couple of those I'm getting multiple covers, including the Dark Ages Scotty Young cover, the Spawn black and white cover, and both covers of the Walking Dead Deluxe number 22. So check that out, you know, and tune in every week to find out what I'm going to get this week on Wednesdays for new comic book day. Excuse me, I got a burp. Otherwise, check out our Wednesday episode coming out September 1st, Marvel versus DC. Adam and I go on a little battle, a tat to tat, tat v tat, whatever you want to say. How do you say that statement? We'll be doing that on Wednesday. That'll be coming out Wednesday. That'll be a fun episode. And on Thursday of this week, I believe I'm coming out with a hot comic books episode, which is an episode basically just talking about what's been hot in August, what comic books are selling crazily for crazy amount of monies compared to where they were a couple of years ago, and so on. What's hot because of movies and so on. So that will come out on Thursday, but on Wednesdays, our regular episode, Thursdays is that. And be sure to subscribe, like, follow, rate, review, all that stuff. Anywhere podcasts are found, Capes and Tights Comic Book Podcast is the name. As well as follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Capes and Tights Podcast. And now the newly created Twitter account, Capes Tights Pod. And that one is not, there's nothing on it yet, but I just created it over the weekend. But you can check that out too. But just follow us anywhere you can find us. And you can just visit capesandtights.com if you don't remember any of these links or names or stuff that all the links are on there. But yeah, that's my pull list for this week. Check out Wednesday's episode and Thursday's special bonus episode of Hot Comics. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Have a good one. Enjoy and read comic books.